This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Back on Stockbox, and so soon is the CEO of Red Rock Resources, Andrew Bell. Now, Andrew, you promised us regular news flow, and I don't even think it's been a week since we last spoke. And of course, the company has released an RNS today about the mineral resource estimate for your gold project in Kenya. So welcome back. How are you doing?
Very well.
So what can you tell us about this announcement today?
We produced the old drill. The mineral resource estimate done by a very reputable international consultancy, CSA, back in about 2012. Now, that was the year in which the JORC code, that's the Joint Ore Reserve Committee of Australia, their reporting code, was revised from the 2004 edition to the 2012 edition. But our resource was produced under the old 2004 code. Now, to update it to 2012, which is what we should do now, and to get that done by a good consultancy on a conservative basis to give ourselves a really good base for the next step, we got CSA to update that to 2012 resource. Now, no work has been done since 2012, but we're using the 2012 code to interpret all the work that we've done and other people have done over decades up till then, and most notably our drill programs in the years 2009 to 2012. So what the result comes out at 15.13 million tons at 1.49 grams a ton with contained metal content of 723,000 ounces. How does that compare with the old resource? Well, we're down 48% on the tonnage. We're down 40% on the number of ounces of gold, but we're up 18% on the grade. So the grade was a bit skinny before. The grade is better now, but why is it a good thing to have gone down the number of ounces? The answer is quite simple. That under JORC 2012, they have moved the definition of resource much closer to the definition of reserve. In other words, you now have to conduct an RPEE exercise, which is reasonable probability of eventual economic extraction. So in order to do that, you have to do a high-level pit design, which means that you have to say, well, it's going to take X dollars to move one ton of dirt. It'll take X dollars to extract 1 ounce of gold. It will take X dollars as a sale price of the gold. And then you look at the slope of the pit and say, the slope of this pit will be X degrees, depending on the competence of the rock and so on. So with those basic parameters, you can see whether it looks like you have an economic deposit. And if it looks as if it is economic, in this case, it really looks quite reasonably economic, then you can declare it as a resource. If you can't fit it easily within a pit design like that, then you just simply don't take it to a resource. So our weakness always with the old resource was that we were incorporating a lot of old exploration strung out like a sort of string of beads in a way. And we just said, well, this is the resource. And people would look at it, they'd look at the grade, and they would look at the area and say, well, will this ever make a pit? Will it ever make a mine? Or is it just, which a lot of people declared resources as, a kind of marketing tool almost. What you can do now is you can look at what we have and say, well, there's a very coherent 723,000 ounces in one pit in the middle. And you can see there that you can extend along the pit. You can extend perhaps out a bit. You can extend in one area down, and that can be done quite easily. So we've proved the concept that there is a mine here. a mine which you can open pit from surface and will be economic. And without having to go through all the process of getting a mineral reserve or doing a feasibility study, using those high-end numbers, you can say that it looks like we have a mine. And you could never do that before. So it's actually very encouraging. But this new 2012 JORC mineral resource estimate doesn't mean that the ounces that we declared before as resource have gone away. It just means that in order to include them within a stated resource, we need to drill a bit more around them, and because they're all quite close to surface, and establish the viability of a pit.
Okay, so you say there that you've moved from the JORC 2004 to the JORC 2012 standard. And I know the company, this is something you were waiting a little while for. This was kind of the first step in getting exploration started again on the gold project down in Kenya. So it's not a bad thing then, you're saying that the resource has gone down because the grade has gone up. Are you almost saying that this is a better quality JORC? I mean, more accurate, more assured?
I think that what the JORC has done is to say we don't want this just to be used as a promotional tool by explorers. We want a resource that we declare to be something that another mining company, say, run a slide rule over and say, this looks as if they've got a mine here. In other words, much more useful to professionals in this form and much more solid. And we're happy with that. I mean, when they came back and said, we can do these things, if we did this, we might have it a bit higher. If we took this price, we might have it a bit higher. We said, no, let's be conservative. We treat this as a base level. Mm-hmm. This is the base we're working from because it looks robust. And if it looks robust with 750,000 ounces there, when we haven't really started the exploration with the intention of expanding the resource, because the drilling that we did back at the beginning of the decade was designed really to infill. What we have as an output now too, and coming back to this after getting the licenses back, after the litigation, everything the last 6 years, of course, we wanted to pick up the strings. And the first thing we need to say is, well, where are we going to drill? And one of the outputs from this pit shell design exercise is that we can see exactly where, just outside the pit shell along strike, for example, there might be a shoot of high grade. Mm-hmm. And we say, well, there isn't a hole here. If we put another hole in there and extend that high grade along, create continuity, then we can expand the pit shell to include that. And so we have 14 holes, 1,140 meters, that have been recommended as part of this. And that's not, you know, a big drill program. What that is a targeted step-out drilling to potentially increase the size of the mineral resource. And just one of those holes is deeper, and that's in one area of the pit where we have high grade at the bottom. The rest is quite shallow holes. So it's quite easy to expand the pit that way. So this will add as cheaply as possible with the smallest number of holes. It should add good quality resource ounces. And that's the first thing we'll do. And having done that, then we will continue to assess. And we will look at expanding much further along strike. And of course, looking deeper is very interesting. Because if you look at North Mara, 30 kilometers to our south, parallel with us, the progress there, once they started doing the open pit and getting deeper in it, is they then went underground, started underground mining with higher grade as they got deeper. And so there's no reason to think that the relatively shallow drilling that has shown the resource so far means that you can't go deeper. But of course, you need to know exactly where it is you should be going deeper. And that's always something you find out more about as you explore, or indeed as you produce. So this is a huge step forward in terms of focusing our exploration, a huge step forward in terms of focusing the next step to increase the resource in that area. It's a proof of concept that in a relatively small part of our license, we've already been able to prove this. And it shows the scope there is for expansion as we go along the next 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I think this is something of a triumph to have got this. And we compare it with other people who are doing good exploration at the moment in Kenya, and having fallen a bit behind all of them, this puts us right back there in the frame, claiming our rightful crown as probably the best resource, the best area in Kenya.
Okay, well, that's quite a statement. But what does it mean then going forward? What are the immediate next actions? You mentioned step-out drilling. Is that just drilling part of what's going to be happening?
So that would be a 1,000-meter-plus exploration program. Mm-hmm. So I think we do that drilling. We start with those 1,140 meters or something very like it. We may tweak that program, add one, two holes, and then we'll add on to the back end of that program while we're getting the results. We will add on some more exploration holes and some infill drilling to improve confidence, and also some infill drilling in areas where we think by infill drilling we'll be able to increase the grade.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's the long-term plan for Kenya and the Migori project, Andrew?
Well, the long-term plan is a succession of short-term plans. Mm-hmm. If we can get this resource to the point where we want to get it, then we will have many more options, because people will be interested in potentially working with us, and that creates options.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you very much again, Andrew Bell there, the CEO of Red Rock Resources. Thank you very much for that update.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com, or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.